Dutch Clare na Gael is bavailiam mus all da ga. Hello and welcome to this bilingual programme, Clare na Gael. I'm Robert Cutting Carslaw, Robert Carslach.
Have I heard tale of old Bobby Bob?
And in Clare na Gael, you'll hear part of it in the English language, as Nias Clash and Perchy Sigilg, and you'll hear part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Banning, the Isle of Man. As Mabanach Datrish. In recent times, I've been looking at some of the old newspapers to see if there were any interesting tidbits that throw some light on the island and its social life and other events that have been going on. Well, again, the newspapers provide an article, this time about the Eel Veri, the eve of the feast day of Mary, Christmas Eve, that Phil mentioned just before. As Sigil, the Yenuchin Dech, in a Kusher Lie Elie, Yachir Chorch, be cared and fed and mach till you mach yon and nullic, Sanach we gull or cummels and alien, nos na shan lane, as be skill I nis for screw cheese sex Sophia Morrison. There's music associated with the Christmas season from the Celtic nations, the three Brythonic ones celebrating Nadolig, Nadelig as Nedelig, with whilst the Gaels all celebrate Nullic in various spellings. And this first song is from Alba, Scotland, and it's sung by Fiona J. McKenzie. Tawis Geistiach Rish Radio Banning, Stasiun na Nasiun, Viscol or Scalia Mach, by Dulish, Alan Banning. For the Christmas, Fiona J. McKenzie was singing that for us, a Scottish song about the Christmas time, to start off. Well, going back 200 years to 1825, there's a choice of two newspapers, the Manx Rising Sun and the Manx Advertiser. But the Christmas editions were still full of the fallout from the tithe riots from late October and early November. However, a letter was sent to the Manx Advertiser addressed to Mr. Editor. And the correspondent didn't give a name as such, but the letter concludes, "I am, sir, a parishioner of Kirkbraddon." As this is 1825, this parishioner attends what is generally referred to now as Old Kirkbraddon, but at the time it was simply Kirkbraddon, the Georgian church built in 1777, because the large new church on the opposite side of the mouth of Saddle Road wasn't completed until 1873, didn't become the parish church until 1876. A parishioner of Kirkbraddon writes, this is the start of his letter, "I wish to avail myself, through the medium of your useful paper, of the opportunity of deprecating a custom which I apprehend is general through this island." A chausden clash ogol ar scalia mach sein chidlaes fyd mi nanolic, as maso cair lein wos nish bishan lein nanolic, ach sen rer nelia no, as vipri shield nit de vei curite mein fawr, shach hi jeg as dei eg as daid, ach raukach leis a clatasin os manning der an leis jerry, jane blain lug shen, shach hi jeg, tri jeg as daid. Ach rer a clat as shen, va coch le shieldnet de vei jint den eilier, der awad greid ar awan le lug an na le mein fawr, siach hyd as de yeg as daid, van chieru le jeg jain vi, as mor sen vad gyar am achon le jeg. Ach shen rer fyrig uns na balgen, son an chus mood a lai ar an chir, char aw gael ar bi corrid a sen, as rinad freir ish cunta tri chyd le as tri fyd as queg, edar le an ar liei, Lein vo cochantris cleachtach an alie, mar chil sin benten de du Katrina, a sian leil Katrina, vat comol jes cleachta an la sian alie ons colby, va goil siach cearc, va marowich his own lookit. Our Welsh carol drwy rinwedd dadlaiaeth, by the virtue of argument, the advocacy of the right, thank God for what we receive and for being alive to remember the infancy and life of his son. And so this is sung by the trio Vri.
Joyrin wef dadlu a'i ferion a'i ferion
Mwyan i diwrne boedd yn gyhoedd a gael
A min i'r iachawd o'r y prynwr mewn bryd
Yn geid wad i ddynion a bwydion y byd
O deiwn i'w di
O deiwn i'w di a seisiwn yn syd Mewn cariad gwir frawd o liw gamol yn gi
Diolch yn da i
Diolch yn da i Am fod y man fyw I gofio bab yn dod ag yn dod mab diw
Cyn gwawriad naturiol o'i bren o ryw bryd
Lyw yn chai gwarnifol a gwed o ryw
Sef gwawr hael cyfiawnder yn afd ar y nos
I arwain rhai pipron i'r ffynon o'r ffos
Yr Iesu o'i ras
Yr Iesu o'i ras
O'r gwynau le gwas Pan ddaeth yn glawd arno i'n geisio rai gas
Ni feddai efe
Creawd o'r cynhaliwr ar oedd o'r gwyfydd
Hei drigfa misg dynion rai noethion a wraith
A'r dynion i hyndod y diw dod a ddaeth
Fe anwyd mewn pryd
Fe anwyd mewn pryd y baban i'r byd Gogoniant y dwthwn a gofion i gyd
Ergo
gan a gwawd Mae'n frenin, mae'n frawd
Hwn i bech a giriaid yn geidwad a gawd
Angylion di halog tra hen war gael tro
Fi'n seinio mwy alai i frenniau y fro
A min i'r iachawd o'r yn ddyddiwr i ddyn
Yn modd fa mewn trallod yn gyfaill
a
lun
A ninau yna
A ninau yna o'r afon hwn yn fawr Cyd steiniad yn efoedd a siriad y llawr
byd.
Tra bo yn y byd oedd yn ei bryd, a'r ddil yn yr Iesu a'i gari.
Drwy rinwedd dadlaeth, a Welsh carol written by Eben Varth, Eben the Bard, Ebenezer Thomas, 1802 to 1863, performed by the Welsh trio Vri. Lug tamalt henk tia de higgle drau cochlaes yn eilier, as drau byrnaon, edr yn deityn rer yn eilier nos yn chan eilier, a chrenad freirish cwmwl na cliachdach yn och rer yn chan eilier, as fy tigl draw yn fyr na sienon, leis unla jeg edr deit y chliachta er neilie nos er yn chan eilie. Mae so fe leis yn nolyg nys, ta mi yn ag yn slai greu draw na sian fan yr i cwmwl yn chan nolyg yn chwegw le jereg iawri. Wel, chyr awyd fod cwmwl i yn chwegw le ys ffyd mi'n yn nolyg, ach rer yn chan eilier. Ach fan leis yn chit yn o'n le, as yn chwegw le jer y gawri, rer yn eiliau, no. Ach ma fyr mym i greu, fa ffiseg slai draw y byrn y sianon, as fa slai chit ar yn olyg rer yn eiliau ar no mor, yn olyg feg, a sian rer yn chan eiliau, yn olyg fwr. As ta sian rer chrin o'n, ta'n olyg feg ffôn fync, ta'n olyg fwr cwl tai, tre iawmwyd lliwn dy yw, as glawch braw mŵr dy ffai. A parishioner of Kirkbraddon continues. However valuable it may have been in its first institution, and this is the custom that he wishes to deprecate, however valuable it may have been in its first institution, it has of late years become so debased that an immediate stop should be put to such nightly meetings. I mean what is commonly termed eel veries, which are held in the parish churches on Christmas Eve, and particularly in that of Kirkbraddon, for the supposed purpose of singing carols. But look to the consequence, the scandalous behaviour of many during divine service, in the sacred dome and depository of the dead, from which sanctuary the parties, most of whom are composed of idle characters from the town and servants from the neighbourhood, generally retire to the public houses, and there finish the disgraceful scenes of the night and following morning, no matter whether the Sabbath or not. Well, in 1825, Lan an Ulrich, Christmas Day was, in fact, a Sunday.
Thank you. danig an gríhar slán. Tá gríhis brúar spéthe san talus na chúdach bán. Se a chies a bás a chríhán san mwaidin an níl nas grán.
To that night in Bethlehem, Dun Lichiod Imehil, an Irish carol, and it was sung there by Horselips. Siodat stasiun an asiun radio banim, as an sio se Claire Nagail was colour scale yamach, mer an pin, Robert Cadin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
To Claire Nagail rachlash and rhys rhys siach dan lwg ti gulwr sgeil yamach yn chyd chyrt, trwy dyn adeg a radio banning as yn chraman eis rhys. Ta podcast jain Claire agedan nasty trwy dyn adeg a radio banning nys, na trwy'r cair ydr yn podcast elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa. Now in conclusion to his letter, a parishioner of Kirkbraddon says that, I trust that this hint will meet the eye of that authority who alone can prevent such insults to be offered upon an occasion that demands our warmest gratitude. Now, William Kinnish was born in 1799 and he left the island for the Royal Navy in 1821, so almost contemporary with this particular letter from a parishioner of Kirkbraddon. And he writes of this, William Kinnish writes of this custom in Kirkmackled in the early 19th century. When dark December's dismal gloom came lowering o'er the sky, and snowstorms gathered drear around, and Christmas feast was nigh, with all its merry-making time of festival and glee, beginning with the good old rule, the parish eel vary, when each young rustic with his lass, dressed in their best attire, trudged onwards to the parish church, oft o'er their shoes in mire. But it was good old Christmas Eve, at which time of the year they passed each glen and haunted road without a spark of fear. Well, they clearly could set aside deep-seated superstition and feel safe for the Christmas. Ra crina elia benton dun nullic, ons a nullic bimaj ginnel, tret an jach gulmagirt, tret an chalach olu solus, as in Farge Moor, ull you card. Well, Benton and Farge Moor, gamel a silver slide in a whirl, son of Nullig, trebech, lean serac, coral yadi over now fe moil, and fech femer, fadach a bain as bliaundach le, as rawr a mach cunlach solach as corsiach on cunlach oor, overach and gurishen as fech femer, erlich a bee son of Luctainius. Ach fy gynnu wyrlwys o'n y leo'n ser o lioris gynnu sigur, dyraw stacmwr dy lŵr dy foen o'n, as fy dere crin y cochonol trysien, a gawr eisn o'n hynny dere crin, fy re crin y cochonol trysien, as fy sen ffordd mŵr môn o i'l ffingen. Wel, sio nŵ ffingen jay clonard, nŵ ffinion jay clonard o'n sy'n on sy'n os celtyn yn carsig de ffingen o'n slyser eg balacalingen, as o'n smyrwna eg balingen. Fy eil ffingen yn chydlau ys ffyd mi'n anolig, mwrs o fad ylw dy goel toiach de ar y chys omydiach, ar y chys omydiach, mwrs o'n ymwyd clasin, mon ymwyd clasin o'n sgil Sophia Morrison, ac fy mis mwnion mych iawn sio, ffodj fwr môna son eil ffingen. Fod i dy raw sian, dyn o ymwyd son anu sliwra, nes, fod i dy fel sian ei, jyst gedyn o'n ffodj fi fwr, dy un o'n sigur dy raw ei goltrwyd o'n ei. And you be, from Cornwall now, this has become a widely and well-known song for Christmas, the Sands Day Carol. Cornish singers Cascana singing in Cornish there, the Sands Day Carol, with Merv Davy on harp, Telenor Awerin, the harp player of the country. But the Sands Day Carol was very well known, as I mentioned. Ons leen them warrior nine, to Sophia Morrison to skrew, for sly crail the Roushan leen nullick, as nail ye nor ginst on the Roushenach and Huego leger a gyori, but crail the Roushan leen nullick and nullickeen. The ill chomest do, van hid leger leen ser and the nullick, ve aru corrasul ullion a quilan snewy, hank stapper genu jeeben. As chyraw ofr jay cainter byd y fei jynt, dera lwrg yn leg yns. Ach fy sian fe nhw'n, as eich en mysig pai simen, balia cwl, as fei ffoi corcion ar pyrt o fy sniwi fi yng ngoel toiacht, mor so sian lyl feri, dy slai greir er neilio'r nod y fei yn cherw le gerig iawri, dŵr ti ry eich hun, tan nolig no yng ngoel sia, as ma soch a bech e a gerach da chulina pöt da niu noch. Gaed rau awr as ir sa chri ex hin na bech e na pega. Ma so tref e a hin as an slai elion in lai ons na liavion, huggi e mer nina veil e gec magad beg. William Kinnish remembers how the parish bell rung merrily, indeed as well it might, for through the year, save at that time, it never rung at night. So in Kirkmackle at least there was no evening service apart from the Eelbarry. And to light the occasion the Kirkmackle parishioners came, with candles formed in many a branch, the pew to illuminate. Along the gallery and nave of the old church were seen festoons of many a holly branch, relieved with hebben green, the hebben is the ivy. When in full light the sacred pile of many a year appeared, and the selected prayers were read, the pastor homeward steered, leaving the delegated clerk to rule the rustic train, while each in turn his carol sang, celebrity to gain. Well, these were the carvels written by the parishioners themselves and sung here at the Christmas time in the Eelvarry, but very rarely about the Christmas time, and some of them were very dour and running to many verses. But this is a modern carvel. This is Philly Gorn with the band Skeel, and a carvel written by Annie Kizik, inspired by the landscape around Craignish. It's the Carvel Craignish.
Time.
Andy Kizik's Carvel Crenage, sung by Philly Gorn with the band Skeel. William Kinnish mentions a veteran who was always first to sing his carvel, while, he says, at the end of every verse, the wags around the door would loudly cry with mock applause, "Well done, Rob Jack, encore!" Well, so you see, a picture is emerging of the behaviour that a parishioner of Kirkbraddon complains of. Despite interruptions, this veteran knew that he could his voice command o'er all their hems and haws. Yet, notwithstanding all his powers, few did appreciate his music or his eloquence. And Kinnish goes on, "The next whose customary turn was to perform stood up, and being stimulated well by famed old Nelly's cup, commenced." Well, old Nelly, perhaps his home-brewing wife or a landlady, but he'd perhaps had put the Jochenolik some Christmas ale, stimulated by it here for his singing. But the carvel singing came to an end at last, and the youthful band the moment hailed with many a smiling face, for now the time for shutting up was drawing on apace. Dur chan fai rishanina veilek vagard, ni yussas mish, korkion ernov snui nach. For magad aglit as, och reni goil mach a chwilek as hai shis lirisha banasha. Gawn yn ys jaw toiach der snyw y snyw, der a bei tarn gys yn fein ni. Ys cormon ar, cat roes y fein ni, honig sian ffai a lŷn fyd y llarn fain chwigl, chit y fein ys na stŵa, der a beich y dŵ ys ter. Ach, y dencoch le, ond de y lŷn feg margyd, er nôn yr awysian yn yw yn yfyn fain sy'n erchira o'r un. Ren pai liga tojama lean the bew. Huggy ar sul the huilek, as renis now as al or is jacks al yabi. But fisek nish air nova len on lulluk fear. As hereni riu rish snu shan leal very. For Margaret, fegit nalumurkan sa taivur, trevan at vanashek and all the lie, as ega toyacht via crow leshal.
Never. chat nojette, na me princette, na baronette, quand am Noël.
Carol from Brittany, Sing Noël, Canon Noël. The singers were Canerion Pluvigier with the organ and bombard in Saint Guinier's Church in Pluvigier. Dat stasjon en asjon, de shen son shigeres radio banning. As she Claire Nagel was color scalia ma carnish, Miss Robert Kitchen Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ach for Margaret Veg na nien brow Donald de Lure, a sink IG. Erno na rau pech beyond the whole yitra Missouri. The rau meanly the yin rau ulyun a ridden a firinius vi a chlashen machion shan the ilberry. Tad grace, money ish, the velna shellen and chit mach ass, as the velna stit tree blin a daish called she serna glunanok, as the vela mer chit ma ble. Esh dorty rehin, tammy smullin the ginum gong mach ass, as gin erever. Mersa huggy clog a magit de moi, as renny snow mach egen doris, as jach so ni fuur joiach, as when a clig cart er wool son a veini, tre huggy mach a cas. Ren Margaret crom a sheast the yean er ninnid, ba frau a ber on lookit. As chaus vi gian er, gau a noor toyach der gleisacha, as er sculta, as de lea ren de stolbeg glad a saisus an air. Renny Crom and a sneather thou. Well, things now got decidedly unchurch-like. Now went each joke and shrewd remark around from pew to pew, and maids their stock of parched peas among the rustics threw. By custom taught for ages back, the lasses brought their peas in pockets full each eelberry, the bachelors to tease, by taking opportunity when they were least aware, to throw their pulse artillery, and make the rustics stare. Now, when each chanting candidate had done his best to please, and lasses, tired of the sport created by the peas, they'd all agree with one accord to take the dreary road, repassing through each haunted glen ere all reach their abode. But on that merry-making eve there's no cause to fear, nor ghosts, nor witches, for 'tis said they dare not then appear. And then, rather than returning straight home, they then went to a hostelry, and blithely on that jovial night each toast and jest went round, in what Kennish describes as their rustic merriment. Mary bore a son to God, another Irish carol, Rug Mure Macto Ye.
Rug Mure Macto Ye, is a Christ in a man, Myron the Ishna Hoy, and then is the Gachdal. Nicosuililam
Horselips, with multi-instrumentalist Jim Lockhart also singing that Irish carol Rug Muire Mac Do Ye. Well, one of the singers had already fortified himself with something to drink, and in the hostelry known as the Broomish Veg, William Kinnish describes Jarcha Nollick, the Christmas ale. The ale was seasoned to the taste in each full foaming pot, not with ground ginger mixed with spice, but good black pepper hot, and junks of wheaten flour bread, so seldom used in man, after being toasted on the turf, would hiss within the can. That's the literal meaning of to drink a toast. Such was the fare at Broomish Veg, as flowed the mirthful tide, and many a youthful pair, whose home was on the mountain side, sat down to quaff the barleycorn's most stimulating juice, and in their turn another sort of songs would introduce from those which they had sung at church an hour or two before, while they would pass the jug about, regardless of the score, until each lass, persuasively, would hint the way was long they had to go, which would give rise unto the parting song. We'll come back to that. For Margaret Geary Jean Erna Yinach Tachert, as for Yindus Moor Uri, Fagan the Dulliganus Nastilk, Guest of a Moor's Ledger Rosh Nasulianek, as Esh, van a Blech and Eger Goyle Toyach de Veyra Hagen, as Lug Minit Nare, van a Blech and Erlen Banner Nin Mle, as van Gera Millish Leschen Sourjo. Chadot Margaret Jinu Veg Ach Blech Horwege Toyach, Ach, for yera, for denesek, the chymsacher un vir beg jen vle, as rene freely son ech vai, rish ulyu a be. Esh hai margad gus an tai oli, as rene kikul stiach trud an doris. Chili si an da osnacher, as un shen van a stit dega erna glunanek, och, as van olish tushum vausen. Hai Margaret she said a deglun yes, as huggy su spit the fadja, den lianu kajrik, ver rugget un stall. A chrau in the innocent egg jerra force, a fair chouds we gold the tostach back as a tie, huggy gale day, the round the shellen and cronen. Let's all go to Bethlehem, singing, jumping, dancing and delighting, to see our loving Saviour born today on Christmas Day. This is another Welsh carol from the trio Vri.
Thank you. mawb dan ganu Nidio dawnsio a llyweni I gael gweld ein pran o'r gredig I gael gweld ein pran o'r gredig A nwyd y hyn a doli A nwyd y hyn a doli A nwyd y hyn a doli
Mixing in other festive pieces with the Welsh carol Awn I Bethlehem. Look then a Shellon and Getlach Magit and Chelig, the Rawid Chaus Dairish, Treren Margaret Duna Doris a Tai na Jai. The Kinjach Lug Shen, Tre Yinach na Nebun and Briachi, Rawi Krell, and Yinderson a Chian, Lil Veri, Yarachi, Tafisa Mer, the Nain Firinistone, Erno, the Velmi Heen Ernaganad. And William Kinnish was singing, talking about what they were sang at the time they came to leave the Broomish Beg. The parting verse they sang that night, he says, I well remember yet. The parting verse was sung, and Joch a Doris drank, and the large Christmas candle had within the socket sank. They of the host of Broomish Beg then took a parting leave, and thus the merry rustics all closed that auspicious eve. And so that's some of the parts out of William Kinnish's the Manx Eel Varry. Sinead by Claire Nagel of Heer Shores and Blaine Shaw. Claire Nagel will be back on Sunday the 4th of January. Shall Neil Verry the Jarrow. At 7, you can enjoy a 5-minute Christmas bedtime story with Kim Quine, and then Chris Pearson hosts a Christmas chill out through till 9 o'clock. At 9, Chanel Suku presents A South African Christmas, and at 10 o'clock, Judith Lay will be here with Sundown to take you through into Monday morning. Glenageil comes to a close with a Christmas custom that used to precede the white boys of young lads with soot on their faces and wearing women's white caps and aprons, running through the streets and singing Rai Benju and Tammy, and this is the version by Clash Bua. Ach Shenanish, and so now from me, Robert Katin Carswell, Robert de Carselach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Bavaliam, I'd like to wish you a very good night. Evi Machriorts, as Dutz Mayirian share, son Nonachinel, as Blen by Noh.